ladies and gentlemen. Coming from a developing country to New York was a little disorienting in the beginning. It took some time for me to digest what the city had to offer, both socially, culturally, and even journalistically. Every day I get back home, you know, completely exhausted. But even then, I had a sense of not having done enough. So, shortly after I arrived, my prime minister came to town, and the 70th GA began. I dived right into reporting, but it actually felt like someone pushed me from the behind into cold water. But I did manage to swim and survive the madness the GA brings. At times, I felt a surge of excitement to be breaking stories, stories that my internet metrics tell me that I had a huge audience following. My reports on the speeches of the Indian and the Pakistani prime ministers during the GA were amongst the first to hit the internet. One story that I take immense pride was on changing atmosphere at the UN. You know, after a week of joint statements and photo ops, world leaders took to the stage and the blame game began, especially the issue of refugees. Even after several years of reporting at the micro level, these few weeks gave me a crash course on how the UN works, how policies are framed, the difficulties and the discussions that precede them. I've met many interesting individuals, including India's military advisor at the mission. He explained how peacekeeping works, and it piqued my curiosity as a journalist. And my first instinct was to, you know, ask him how to get there. When I go home, I hope to use these experiences to tell a more nuanced story. What I've learned firsthand will add depth and perspective to my stories. And I now realize the UN is a very, very strange creature. It's difficult to measure or define its success, but I do believe that the world would be a worse-off place without it. Seeing how it works from such close quarters made me understand and believe this. I would like to thank the fund for allowing me to have this opportunity. It has definitely given a boost to my career and has reiterated my faith in good journalism. Thank you.